women in particular, is a sobering experience. Sobering because of the dignity and the resilience that victims can show, and which must be met with respect and humility on our part. Victims actually look up to us, to this council as well, for some answers. And we ought to make this fact-finding investigative bodies a transformative experience for them as well. Transformative in that we don't confine them to their role of victims, but our processes become empowering and lead to them being stakeholders who are informed, consulted, and feed our work. Yet we should not ignore the vulnerability that they face. We're talking about victims that are exposed to violations, but also to stigma from their society, from their families at times. The referral pathways need to be properly explored and also properly funded. And in that regard, I also look at you. Some of the services are not available in some of the countries we work on. One question was about new technologies, and I have to say that it has opened new possibilities. We have seen recently psychosocial support being provided online by service providers outside the country with the right language skills. And maybe I'll end with recalling that for some survivors, and a humanitarian visa could be a real lifeline, and I encourage states here to expand their programs to grant such humanitarian visas. Thank you.
Thank you, madam. The floor is yours, Mr. Iamone.
Yes, thank you.